Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We've got a full queue today, so it's actually filled up pretty early, and that means we're going to be getting right to our callers, and hopefully we'll get a chance to continue our discussion. Sorry, I've got a speech impediment today. Our discussion on the pursuit of knowledge, but I'm guessing that we're going to be probably pretty full for the hour taking callers. So we do invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate it if you do that. So please, please find us there. And our first caller is from 508 area code, and I believe this is Mary.
Kristen, you know it's me.
I do, and it's funny. We had a caller from 508 last week, and I thought, gosh,
I know, I heard it.
Oh, you did. I thought that was you,
yeah,
but it
listen.
Wasn't.
I always listen, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't me.
No, so I've been, but, you've been on my mind. How are you? 10-18-85.
I'm all right. Everything's still pretty much the same as it was when I called you guys last, but when I had my private, actually. Anyway, but I'm just calling because I just launched the new music project with the guy that I always ask you guys about.
Yeah, what's the
so
birthday date again? Let's get
it was 11-12. Yep, 11-12-71.
71. Okay.
Go ahead. So we just launched our new music project on Facebook, and there's been a lot of excitement around it. So that's really good. But I just was wondering, like our relationship is sort of weird, as you know. It's still in limbo as far as like romantically, but I'm just wondering where you guys see where you see it going this year. Like, do you see a lot of like, do you see traveling? Do you see picking up and getting, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just asking.
Well, can you just quickly, you're saying it's kind of weird and you're not sure where it's going romantically, but I remember you emailed after that private and said that he called or something like that. So obviously you're connected on a business level, but are you still, between the two of you, but.
Well, we saw each other on New Year's and like cause he had a gig around here and we decided we'd meet up and everything. And it just became like pretty clear to us, like when we saw each other this last time that like, you know, there's something here and it's real and it's tangible, but it's just, you know, he's married. So it's like, you know, it's, sort of like
he's married,
that stands in the way. Yeah.
Just for our listeners, it's an open marriage, so it's not like you're cheating or anything.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Well, she doesn't really care, and it's not a good situation. I mean, it's sort of like maybe not the right time for us, maybe right now. I guess
right.
In a way, it's a real connection. It's really a beautiful. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing connection. That's the really sad part about it. It's just. Maybe not the right time. You know, he always says stuff like, I feel really confident in this relationship and maybe, you know, I believe in like divine timing and I feel like when things are ready to happen, they will, you know, and that's kind of how we leave it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we're also partners
five, right?
In music.
Yeah. Oh, 23-5, brother. 23-5. I just transposed that when I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And the year, I mean, their karmic numbers are interesting, too, because they align and are interchangeable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, on the show and off the show, we've established that there's a connection. She's going through a change coming up.
Right.
You're turning 33. So something's
yeah.
going to shift, I think, in some regard.
Yeah.
Neil, do you want to
Well, Mary, there's no question that you don't. You have a karmic relationship with this man, so that's not a question. You have a deep past life with him, and that past life was really enriched with a lot of activity. So there's no question about that content. And what's surfacing today in terms of your music combination and getting that thing going, all of this is appropriate to the energies of who the two of you are. There's no question that all of this is very meaningful and put together properly. The problem you're having with him, insofar that you're a 6 in your master number and he's a 5, is that what happened between the lifetimes, between lifetime with him and his lifetime with you, what happened between those lifetimes and what we're at the current moment, he fell back. He's in the 5th grade, mm-hmm. you're in the 6th. So he's dealing with some unwanted, he's dealing with some due karma beyond you, and that's with his wife. So he's not really there, but he's not really there. He's in a marriage, but it's open. So he's in this position of not having the clarity that he needs to have in order to move over to your 6th grade level. So what you have to do is you got to say, all of this is real. There's no doubt about it. And this divine timing thing that he's come up with has some legitimate factor to it. But you're coming up to being 33. When you reach 33, if you're still in this limbo with him, and nothing's coming up, what you've got to say is, you know what? It's not in this lifetime. This is romantic. I can't waste my worldly precious years waiting for something that's not going to happen. You can even do it before if you want to. But if you don't want to and you're wondering, is there a chance, I would say the biggest chance you've got would be coming up, in about less than a year.
Before her, she turns 33. And if it doesn't transpire, then let it go at that time, because that's a time you want to release the old rather than stay stuck in that during that transition.
Perfect.
Right.
So that's what I would say. You know, Mary, there's no prediction because the element between you and he is real. The prediction lies in what he's going to do with his free will. I wouldn't put it as divine intervention or divine timing. I would put it as, to this man, what are you going to do with what you've been given? If he's just waiting, forget it. It's not. Waiting is not. There's not enough solid energy there in waiting.
But is it? If I remember correctly, he has some financial issues too. He doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's. He's waiting to see, like, maybe if the project makes money, and then maybe he can be more independent. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I hate to say it, but he's a musician full time, and he doesn't really make a lot. His wife pays for, it's a thing of pride for him. He does, it's just not
would you be willing, Mary, in the relationship? I mean, since you have these such strong feelings for him, would you be willing to help him? I mean, I don't know if you have the means or he could move in with you. Could that occur for him to
get out?
So,
true. I do. Yeah, I have my own house. I mean, it's just, it's more like, I just think he doesn't want to show, he doesn't want me to know his situation financially. And I think he's embarrassed about it. And I think there's a lot of fear that's keeping us from kind of move. I mean, the open marriage thing wasn't his idea. He went to therapy when his wife kind of gave him an ultimatum. She's like, we either open this or I'm leaving you. You know, it was a really traumatic thing for him. And, so it's not like he dates around and takes this advantage of this. I mean, he's never really had any other involvement with anyone really while this has been open. You know, he's really shy, and it's a really just a sad situation. And I just sometimes I go, I came into your life to make you move. Like, I wish you would move. Like, here I am, you know.
Well, you have opened it up to him. So, I mean, he needs to get past his pride and either, you know, stay or go. I think. I mean,
I know.
Opening yourself up to him and saying, listen, I will be your safety net. So anyway, you're going to say something.
His world is very unhealthy. This is not a healthy situation. And if he's tied in with this woman and has this codependent relationship with her, and they're still not bold enough to separate, and they're going to have all these contingencies as to what keeps the marriage alive, and none of it has to do with soulmate, being a soulmate. It has to do with an arrangement of money or whatever, convenience of personality, finances.
Mm-hmm.
This is unhealthy. For you to step into that toxic energy just because you
feel
compelled by your heart and your sexual emotions to be near this woman is not a wise thing. It doesn't mean just because you feel that way it's going to be safe. It isn't.
Right.
It's toxic. It's toxic. And what you've got to do, your bold part, Mary, would be to say, you know what? I'll give you a time limit if it comes
right,
down
an
to
end
it.
Point.
If you're not ready by then, okay, fine. We don't have to be enemies, but I've got to move on a, you know, on a romantic level with somebody. You might be musical with this guy, but you've got to move on and find your own romance elsewhere.
That's what I was going to say before we move on because we've got so many callers. But what would happen if you said, okay, this is the end, but – you know, I mean, would there be a continuance of the musical relationship? Obviously, just launch something together. Would that present?
I think it's just going to be tough. I think it's just going to be tough for me to like because I'm, you know, I really love. I mean, that beyond love this person, and it's going to be hard because I feel like, you know, when we're doing the music, we have to do it. This is part of my life. I know that this project is part of my life. Mission is to be a musician. I know it's been ever. I've been doing this forever since I was like 15. I know it's. So I know this is something I'm supposed to do. I think it's just getting past the whole thing. Well, we're going to be, if we travel together, which we will, you know, it's
right.
going to be hard to be like, you know.
Well, I was just going to say your musical career is not contingent on whether he's involved or not, though. I mean, you may have this project with him, but there's got to be other avenues where you can make a living and perform without him.
Yeah, there
might be.
I mean, he's very well known in this. You know, in the scene that we're, you know, that we're in, he's very, very well known. So it's like working with him is just like,
yeah, I actually
not,
get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, you know, Mary,
I
mean, you don't
know.
Have to keep your sanity. You don't have to make a you know, according to energy and karma and movement forward, you don't have to make a decision yet. You can keep this going and build your career while you're still having this relationship with them. But just be aware that there's got to be a time limit to where you finally have to make a stand and have the boldness to move forward. Take advantage of this time and build your career with him and do whatever arrangement you have. It's an open marriage, so, you know, at least you're not filled with guilt or anything.
Right,
but
she doesn't need to make a decision today,
no.
But at least there's, you know, there's a time.
Yeah.
Time
when
limit.
You reach 33. When you reach 33, you'll be on the head anyway. So, you know, you know, you have a ways to go, relatively speaking, a couple, you know, 10 months. Okay, so we got to move on. And
okay, well, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, can I just ask you one more thing before you move on? You guys never say your numbers, and I'm always curious. What are your numbers?
Oh. Neil's in the 7th grade, and I'm in the 3rd grade. According
oh,
to his analogy about grades.
Okay.
I'm a 3, and he's a 7.
And we're both in
okay,
jail.
Okay, just curious. Okay, all right, I'll let you go, but I'm always wondering. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, we always love hearing from Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully things will work out for her in this.
Yeah.
In this relationship. So keep in touch. She's still listening. Keep in touch with us, Mary. Okay, 330.
And tell us how your
garden's
doing.
Hi,
Mary.
It's Kim.
Hi, 330. What's your name?
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Before.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. 415-71.
How are you?
Good.
I'm sorry?
415-71.
Hi. Yeah, I've been thinking about you, too. You haven't called in a while. So how's your leg healing?
I'm going to therapy, and I should be back to work next week.
Oh, congratulations. Are you happy about that?
Thanks. I need to get out. So,
yeah.
Being
cooped up is no fun. So what's going on today?
I'm going to work out. Am I going to be relocating somewhere?
Wait.
I feel like a big change is coming.
Oh, you feel like a big change is coming. Just because you feel like a big change is coming? Or, I mean, what's prompting that?
Because I'm getting out, I kind of feel like I might be moving somewhere sometime
oh, really?
This year or getting a different job or something.
Okay, and
coming.
You work at the post office. We know that. And
right.
You are
mm-hmm.
you own your home, right?
Yes.
You own, but you think you might want to sell?
Sell or lease.
Okay.
What state do you live in?
You're in somewhere in the Midwest. What
Ohio.
State? Ohio.
Ohio.
Okay.
How long have you been with the post office?
How long have you been with the post 20, office?
22 years.
22 years.
Well, and you're 46.
So she.
Do you want to leave the? Is your, in your mind, do you want to leave the post office entirely and venture to a new job?
Oh, I could transfer somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's better. I mean, to have 22 years in the post office and to leave and to neglect those benefits and everything you've got going and to try to start a new career at 46, God, it's hard. It's hard for a man or a woman. Not impossible, and sometimes energy can make – it's supposed to happen that way. I sense that there's going to be a change within the department that might give you a better sense of purpose. In other words, you're kind of in the same vicinity of the post office, but sometimes a change of rooms, a change of environment can be nice. I do see that coming. There seems to be a woman somewhere in your future that doesn't play a significant role, but anyways, the name pops up and it's Sally, like Sally. I don't know yet what part she plays, but the reason that it's being expressed is because it came in just now. So if it came in, I'm just sharing it with you. Maybe we'll find out later what it means. What I'm looking at right now is three bedrooms. So how many bedrooms are in your house?
Three.
Oh, so now what does that mean? That means that you have, Kim, you're kind of lucky because you don't have to leave your home or sell it. And yet if you decide to, nothing bad is going to happen from that. So you can either stay and be happy or move and be happy, sell and move. The reason I say that is because I felt three bedrooms, and you go, why have three bedrooms? And what that gave was the impression that, well, you can either stay and be happy or move. Just because if you want to move and relocate and stay in the post office and you think it's a new start in that regard and you can find a nice home and you decide it feels good, then our suggestion is then move. Nothing's going to happen to you if you do. It's not going to be bad. If you say to yourself, you know what, I really feel okay here. I might move within the department in my vicinity, but I'm okay. Nothing's going to happen there bad. You're not entirely you've gone through 23 cycles of your master number. No. You're 22. You're 22 years in the post office. 22 years. So your master number is one.
One.
So. 22. No, you're not even at a zone where you have to change. If you're feeling like you would like to, that's okay.
She's four and a half cycles of 10, though. So she's kind of still in the midst. I mean, if you're looking at the larger cycles.
10, which is her month. Kim.
Well, no, it's her 28, 10, 1. It's her.
Yeah, but
before
four and
the
a half
reduction.
Cycles would be four.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
And 1-5 is 6, which is 4.6.
Yeah. Okay.
This is your card. No one, in our estimation, the psychics can't tell you what's going to happen. This is your card to play. You get to play this one. It's your choice. But you've got to decide. What we don't see is anything bad happening in the choice you make.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a little
okay.
bit depressed, if you're feeling, are you single?
She's single.
Yes.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I felt you were.
You did know, but you
I
don't.
Did,
don't remember. Neil kind of wipes his mind of information that he maybe
I tried
told
to.
Earlier. Yeah, so it's
I,
not.
I,
it's
I
just
to.
He's not remembering.
So.
It's a fresh vibration.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have remembered. I mean, sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. But I didn't remember if you were or not. But I got a feeling you were. So there might be something to me, if you want to know the truth, Kim, the only thing that I also see exciting happening is romance. It's going to come again.
Nice.
I mean, a nice romance. That word is so trite, but a nice romance. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nice. It's going to feel good. You're going to fall in love. I don't think whether you move or not, you have to worry about where you're located for that. It feels like it's going to come in anyways. Like if you tell the post office, you work in the post office, if you change your address, the mail follows you. It doesn't matter where mm-hmm. you're at. It's going to follow you no matter where you're at.
And you know what's kind of interesting about her code is that, I don't know if we've talked about this on the air before, but her 415, obviously 4-6, as you mentioned, but when she turns 47, that actually is in her month and her year. So she actually crosses from karma over onto that transcendent side of the birth date. Perhaps that might be the and new relationship. And that's coming this year.
Her 4-6 is her 415.
Right, that's what they said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Said already. I was just
wrong. Right. So you're in the midst of a change. And, you can go further into discussion to help people people you trust to help you analyze your choices, to go into a further place with that. But ultimately, your decision.
Okay, Kim, hopefully that
helps.
Maybe
the romance.
What?
Yes, thank you.
What were you going to say?
Maybe the romance coming in is the change that I need.
The romance coming in is
the
change
is
that
coming.
You need. Yeah, and so like we were saying with the birth date energy, I mean, looking at the birth date, there's a change going on. There's energy in the number system. So as you move into the 47th year, that romance becomes more.
You got a romance coming. We can't calculate yet.
Not
when,
an exact calculation.
No, we don't know what yet when, but it's coming.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 630 is our next caller. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
It's Dionne.
Okay. I think we've spoken, Dionne, D-O-N-N-E.
Yes.
Yes. I think we've spoken with you before.
Yeah. I called you probably like after the first of the year.
Yeah. I remember.
About relocation.
About what?
Relocation.
And you have, is there someone in Italy that you know or something like that?
Yeah, and I did what Neil told me to do, and I tried to contact him several times, and then he never got back to me. So originally Neil said, like, I had to get my relationship with him straightened out before I could move forward, but I haven't heard anything from him.
But, you know, regarding having to get yourself straightened out because, you know, of needing to call him and that you're not going to, it was either get in touch with him and something transpires, and if he doesn't, then move on. So it wasn't contingent on whether he called you back and you're on hold waiting. So just to clarify.
Yeah. Well, in other words,
move forward.
By you calling him and him not responding, now we got our answer.
Yeah. The answer is move forward without him. So that's done. Okay. So what's your birth date?
12/5/73.
Okay, and what's your question?
No, and I'm fine with all of that. I just wanted to know when you see me moving back home.
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you, Dionne. What did you say again?
I would like to know if you see me moving back home.
Moving back home. And you're 28/10/1/5/6/7/8. 28/10/1, just like our former caller, 28/10/1. Interesting. And you just turned 44 years old, and you live where currently?
I live in Chicago. I have an apartment, but I want to move back to like my dad's house.
And that's in Chicago also?
It is.
Okay.
She wants to move back to her dad's house?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the content. There was something else. Was there something else about? Did we talk about moving home before?
You said that I had to try to get a hold of the guy from Italy first, and then if that didn't work out, then to try to call back because I had to straighten out a relationship issue first, but I can't straighten anything out with somebody who doesn't respond back.
No,
so
you're missing the point, Dion. So we just clarified. Let's be very clear. You have straightened it out. He didn't respond. So when that advice was given on the previous show, it was either he was going to respond and then you'd be able to work out whatever there was to work out in that relationship, or if he didn't respond, then you could thereby move forward.
Yeah.
So that's the working out. So you have worked it out because now that has been eliminated, you can move on. Regarding the move, what is the hesitance about moving into your hesitancy, about moving into your father's home from your apartment? Are you in a lease? What are the limitations?
I don't care about the lease. It's the paperwork is stuck in court, and it's getting through the court system.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see, like, according to my numbers, if you see that working out anytime soon. Answer from the court could come at any time.
So can you just give
it's
us a little bit
between now and like April?
So what's going on with the court situation? Exactly.
Well, my name was on the deed, and then it was taken off the deed and re-recorded without my name on it. So I've been going back and forth with my attorney to court to get it straightened out. And the decision can come anytime between now and April.
Gosh. So you're really waiting.
I was owner. Yeah, I was owner on the house, but then it got re-recorded without my name on it.
How did that happen?
It was illegal. It wasn't legal.
Do you have siblings or?
Yeah, I have siblings.
So, what's the situation? Is your father deceased?
Yes, he's deceased.
And when he died,
I was supposed to inherit my portion of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found out that the paperwork was re-recorded illegally. But the court system here just keeps dragging everything out and dragging everything out because apparently the attorney who drafted the paperwork is responsible, mm-hmm. The court system doesn't do anything.
Was this a human error, or did your siblings challenge it at any point?
No, it was intentional. No, it was not a human error. They paid an attorney to illegally do it.
So how does that, are your siblings and are you at odds with your siblings? Are you trying to figure out why that would have been done? I'm confused.
Well, no, I know why they did it, because they just
wanted
to cut me out of my inheritance. I mean, was it illegal? Yes. But,
so you're at odds with your siblings.
Okay. Well, for the sake of time, let's say this. Your higher numbers, you're a 28 equals 10 equals 1. You're a 28. Your higher numbers on either side of your birth date are 8 and 2. That's a reflection of 28. What that means, you may not understand that, but what that means is a return home. So you may have a karma about trying to get back home. There may be a confusing karma about that, but the intention here is that you're rightfully supposed to return home. The karma that you've got going with your siblings, whatever this illegal manner is a karmic situation too that you brought to the surface of this planet. So there is a conflict going on. But if you're asking us, what do we think is the stage that you're going to settle on? It's returning home. Is there a battle? Yeah, that's karmic too. But the idea of you returning home and winning this seems to weigh in more than you not going. It's not a sure thing because your master number is compounded, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit difficult.
Which is probably why she's going through this.
Yeah, your
struggle.
Master number is 1. And you're 44, and you'll be 44 when obviously this decision may be made in April. So that's an 8. 44 is an 8. There's an 8 in your energy. We were talking about an 8 before. So really what you're doing, you're battling a battle that occurred even before this lifetime. You brought this battle in. In this lifetime, you're supposed to win. but it takes effort. It takes time. It's going to get through all this confusion, all these illegal matters. But our hope and prayer is that you return home and you have this home. So that's where we're heading. There is a bit of a contest in there, but this isn't the time to give up. Of course, you're not. You're asking questions, and our assessment is that you'll probably return home. But that little but means there's karma fight. There's a fight of karma in there. So, you know, that's different than saying, oh, you're not going to return home. Definitely not. We're not saying that. We're saying you're supposed to return home, but there's a bit of a contest going on. I think ultimately, I don't know, if I had $100, I'd bet 60 you're going to return home. It's a little bit better than 50-50, but we got to wait. There's a purpose for that April to come in, because it's part of April's, it's an energy field that that seems to, I mean, there might be another April important in your life, someone born in April. April is not just happening here. April might have been an important
anyone born before. In April, Dion?
No, my dad died in April.
He died in April.
Oh, that's that part of our discovery that validates why April's important. So your dad, and if your dad's intentions was for you to have the home, he's in that astral realm working towards that goal, probably understanding the karma now that he's over there. He sees it more clearly what you're going through. But the significance of the month of April comes from him too, rooting for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Dion. Well, you know, we work on all the energy for our callers and clients. So we will work on this for you too and try to shift
really
things positively
that.
In your direction.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let us know, you know, if anything changes or you find out.
Yeah. Get that attorney of yours to look at every fine detail so he can discover where the miscalculation came. Yeah, he or she. Where the miscalculation came and bring it to the court's attention so they, you know, the courts, the overall courts aren't going to be against you. What's rightfully yours will be restored to you.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. 203 is our next caller. Hi. You are
Hello.
On the air, 203. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
We can hear you.
Oh, I keep hearing someone else say hi, I thought. I'm sorry. This is Pat. How are you?
Oh, hey, Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
712. 53. 53, okay. Gosh, you're our third. She's 28-10-1, too. It's the day of ones. What's new?
You know, it's amazing, Neil. You told me, yes, I would get some work, and you said about 120 a week. I thought, wow, I don't think so. I got even more than that, taking care of four dogs. It was wonderful, but I lost it because she hired me because the son had a psychotic break, and he came home from the hospital, so she had to let people go, and she told me that she hoped I'd be back in February. She also let go a housekeeper who's almost certifiable, very difficult to deal with. Do you see her rehiring me?
No, she said she'd rehire you in February?
Well, it wasn't definite. She hoped to. The son's probably still home.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen with him.
He had a psychotic break, and now he's back home again? Well, you know.
He had
a
psychotic. Yes, that's what happened. That's why they hired me. She went and got his dog. So I took care of then four dogs, and then he came home. So she let go of everyone to protect him.
You know, here's the kind of waters we're in right now. He's probably not stable enough to stay home. Happens a lot with people who have mental problems. They go back and forth. They just go back and forth. So if I were you, I would I would sort of expect him not to maintain stability there.
But the problem is he could become stable and she could lose her job again. So that's the only...
Yeah, there's going to be... might be that. But if he goes... If he has a psychotic break again at home, which is probably maybe going to be the case, he's going to be away for a while. And that might give you 6 months.
Okay.
Is he diagnosed, do you know, a schizophrenic? Is he...
I don't know. His mother is a psychiatrist, so...
And she can't handle him. She can't handle him, and she's accustomed to releasing him and putting him in an institution. If they say, okay, you're ready to go home, but he becomes dangerous to her, I mean, he's going to go back in. I mean, I don't know the insurance or whatever, but we're thinking that you're going to get your job back. That's kind of the thought process. And, you know, it wasn't meant that you would just, you know, the prediction came in, you got it, and you even got more money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the universe is trying to trick you. I think there's a real human problem going on with this, you know, this man.
Sure.
And it's a terrible situation. It doesn't mean that you can't look for work in the meantime, because that's...
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I am. I've not had luck. And, this actually is a very, very positive woman, and it would be really good to be back with her. It was good
okay,
for
so
me.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because of the brevity of time, Pat, stay connected to the woman. Let, you know, become her friend. How's it going? What's happening? Without any idea that you're trying to get back into the job, but that you've taken a human interest in her, because this woman needs support.
Okay.
And she might just need an ear to that listens to her, and just be her friend, be there for her, even if it's 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, or every other day or whatever, but just say, I'm your friend too. I care. I've learned to care. You know, I love taking care of your dogs. I know your situation. And I also like being your friend. If you're that person, she's going to go out. She's a giving woman. So she's going to go out of her way, maybe help you.
Okay,
Pat, good luck.
Do you see her replacing me with the housekeeper?
We have to move on.
That's a whole different question, and
that's really appropriate
for what we're just saying. Don't worry about that.
Let's put the energy out for what you're trying to do with her, the original job being
Thank
restored.
You.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
303, hi.
Hi, this is Marilyn.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear your name. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
And you're welcome. Yes. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's the first time I've joined you. I'm excited to connect with you. And I'm really interested in understanding where I'm headed with my business, career, / new purpose.
Yeah, and you know what? Before you said it, I wrote down job, career. Marilyn, so, and you were going to ask, what's your birth date?
10/25/1952.
Interesting. So I wrote down 5 and 7, which is essentially her day in...
Wow.
52. So it's interesting because you have a 5 in your fire number, which is the last number in your day.
She's a 25/7 by master number.
Yeah, but I wrote, she's a 25/7 by master number. I had not added that up yet. Is that right? 5, 6, 7, 8, 18, and 7. So I wrote down 5/7. That happens to be your fire number, the sum of your year, the 5/2, and your master number. So I should have said, you know, I should have said, well, Neil knows I wrote it down. You can see that I wrote it down before.
That's so cool.
Okay, so you're a 25/7, and therefore your master number is 7, which occupies the 7th chakra, spirituality, and Marilyn, you would have had a change in 1977. I know that's a long time ago, but what happened? 1977, can you go back to the age of 25? It would have been 25, 1978.
Right? And there may be divorce in your background somewhere, family, you, divorce.
Okay, so that was a year of a big breakup.
Breakup.
When I had, when I had moved to Colorado and spent 5 years with someone who I thought, you know, I'd be with forever, and that was just a big breakup. So formation year for me, I do remember.
Okay, so that's there. And was there ever a divorce in your past? Besides,
you know,
from this
relationship? No, there never was. I mean, my parents had a very sketchy marriage, but they never divorced.
Well,
and
the
I have been married.
Is the divorce?
The breakup
is the divorce.
What the breakup was past life marriage, and then
yeah.
and then the breakup was really the depth of the divorce, quote, divorce.
Yeah.
It's in quotes.
And
I'll tell you something. Did you want to say something?
No, go ahead. She was just asking about career is what I was going to say.
Yeah, because I'm eager about this, Marilyn.
I'm
You're going through a major positive move in career.
Okay. I feel that way. I feel that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm getting that feeling too. Number one, you're very creative, and there's an entrepreneur kind of energy, bold ideas, creativity, strong voice energy. So there's an element of saleability in what you're doing. In other words, I'm not sure what you're doing, but the words surrounding it is that you're going to make sales. You're going to make money.
Okay.
I don't know about a lot of money, but in your world, you would say, I'm comfortable. This is good. This is working. So there's something very creative. And also, there seems to be a new creative approach you're putting to this task at hand. And it's going to work.
So
it's going to work.
Should we ask what she does? What kind of work you do?
So I've moved away from being an administrator, education arena, and I've for the past year, I'm thinking about divorce now in terms of I was fired unexpectedly out of the blue doing something I thought I loved with the people I thought I loved. And it felt like, you know, a very chaotic thing. But it turned out I found that silver lining in that disappointment and now moved into coaching. That's what I'm going for. But I'm writing, and I'm also very connected spiritually, with the energy of spirit, and I'm bringing that through into my work. So I'm go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, so this idea of connecting, you know, sort of the surrendering piece that I've gone through to a higher power, not in the sense of, you know, giving up, but in the sense of really coming into sync with who I am authentically and bringing that forward through my writing, through my coaching. I've created an inspiration journal that I'd like to sell, and I look forward to working with people.
Marilyn, very simple.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, Neil said, you know, mentioned the creativity aspect. Also, she has two strong fives in her energy, plus the five in her 25-7 in her karmic number. So three fives, and that's the energy of writing, communication, spirituality in her seven. So it's all over the place.
You see, in your education administer, and you've been doing it for quite some time, that was your karmic responsibility to be that. What's happened is you've moved to a higher level of education. You have the background now, but you've moved to a higher level. So what you've been able to do now is take education on its academic level and bring it up to a
spiritual
level, which would be a seven.
But it's still all in the realm of the seventh chakra because
it's
the service.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
You were fired. Because according to your karma, you had to be fired.
Were you fired from the administrator job? Was that the job you were fired from?
Yeah. You were fired because you had to be. Now, what that did was it released you to advance towards learning on an education on a spiritual level, which is what you promised you would do before you came down to this planet. That's your job. So now you've got this creative journaling going on and your life coach. So what doing is you're fulfilling your promise to take that walk on this planet, which was what you were meant to do. And now you're going to be doing it. And our assessment is that you're going to be successful.
That is so awesome. I love the way you put that together. That feels really good, and it feels really aligned with what I feel called to do. Thank you so much. That's, like, wonderful.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, how did you find our show, by the way, Marilyn?
Serendipitously. I'm just sitting here. I've been writing, and I kind of was browsing through Blog Talk and came across your show, and it's like, all right, I'll check this out.
Well, glad you did. Well, glad you did.
I am as well. Thank you for this fabulous encouragement and alignment. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and don't forget, in the alignment, you're an education administrator. You have eights. You have an eight above your month and day, and you have an eight above your year. That those two eights are the alignment that you're telling us. You have an alignment in your higher energy work. So it's according to your code that that's happening.
Well, cool. Then I'll just keep going and enjoy it along the way. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn can join us on Facebook. Our accounts are linked under Blog Talk Radio profile, and she can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or reach out after the show, 562-596-7818. And I need to figure out what the order is here for the rest of our callers. 908 is our next, I believe. Hi. 908, are you there? No. Okay. Not there. 303, are you there?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, funny, we ended up with 10 minutes left. We can discuss. Maybe we can wrap this up today and move on to something else. The pursuit of knowledge. Well, how do you wrap up the pursuit of knowledge in
you don't.
three 10-minute segments? Because I think that's the time we've devoted to this. Unfortunately,
the pursuit of knowledge always ends with a question. And as long as there's questions, there's a pursuit of that question. We never come to the end of knowledge. It's impossible. Not even on the astral realm is there an end to knowledge. There's no end. Imagine, do you go out into outer space and suddenly you hit a wall and there's no more space? So the pursuit of knowledge is endless. It's endless. And what happens in the pursuit of knowledge is, real briefly, because we've seen that.
Yeah, we have another
caller. So hold on just about 2 minutes.
We're going to get to you.
Because
we've got to
say something about this. The pursuit of knowledge starts off as a physicality, meaning there's the pursuit of the planet, the pursuit of geography, the pursuit of origins, the pursuit of tribal energy. You move upward into the pursuit of society, then the pursuit of the mind, and that was advanced by Freud. And then you have the pursuit of physics and science.
And
that goes way back from... That goes way back, Galileo and everything, all the way up to Einstein and then forward into higher energies. And then you have the pursuit of spirit, which origin started at the beginning of time, recorded time, or even at the point of prehistoric time. But the idea of the pursuit of knowledge advances ultimately to the pursuit of what we cannot see. It's fine to pursue what we can't see, but in the pure pursuit of knowledge, you pursue what is unseen, because that holds the answers. The questions about what is unseen ultimately holds the answers to what we now see that was otherwise invisible. So the pursuit of that higher etheric element of energy, including spirit, is part of the pursuit of knowledge. I just have to say something briefly about that.
Okay, let's bring on 917. Well said. Hi, 917, you're on the air.
Hello, is that me?
That is you,
Hello?
I think. Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was kind of bored and I got a new microphone, so I came back to Blog Talk and I found your show.
Oh, good. What's your
name? I just started, yeah. My name is Maria.
Maria, hi, Maria.
Yeah. I have a lot of names. That's why I hesitated. I have a few different names.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was just listening. It's interesting. You're psychic? Are you both psychic? It says that you're... Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you looking for a reading?
I guess. Can you give me one?
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. That's what we're here to do. What is your birth date, Maria?
Oh, it's 7/17/1966.
1966. So I wrote down an 8-9. How does that work out? 8, 15, 25, 37, 10, 1. Huh. Is that what you got?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 37. So your master number, Maria, is 1.
Right. Yeah, I knew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know about that already.
Yes.
So
yeah.
7, 8, 9. I'm trying to. Yeah, in
2001.
It compounded, gets a little bit difficult to find those divisions.
I know, but let's ask anyway. 2003, what happened in 2003,
yes.
Maria?
2003. I think around that time I was in a relationship.
You were in a relationship. And did that relationship break up?
Yes, it did.
Okay. But you were in a relationship at the age of 37. Are you
yes.
currently in a relationship? Or are you single?
Currently, I'm single.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I emphasized the word single. Did you want to say something,
well,
Neil? We only have a few minutes.
We only have a few minutes, and I'm glad you were able to catch us. You can listen to our archives to get a feel for who we are.
Yeah, and I want to say we're on blog, iTunes, too, I think. Our callers, some of them don't know. Yeah, so
great.
ITunes.
I just found you guys. Yeah, I will definitely
Maria,
check you guys out.
Somewhere
mm-hmm.
in your energy field, in your lifetime, there's somewhere about a teacher. You have this creative sense. I have this sense of you being creative, but it has to mm-hmm. allude to a teacher. You know,
uh-huh.
teacher can be in a... can be a broad term, but there's
right.
something in your energy about teaching. So let's look at it first concretely. Have you ever done any kind of teaching?
You're the second person that told me that, and I think that that's absolutely correct. I do teaching just in life, basically, and I'm always doing teaching of some kind. I don't do formal teaching, but I do YouTube, and I actually was thinking of teaching dance, and I know just so many different things. So, and
you do instructional videos, or you do videos on YouTube where you're speaking about
yes,
something.
I'm on YouTube, and right, but
are
right,
they spiritual
yeah.
videos,
Someone,
or what type of
dance?
They're all different kinds. I'm interested in so many different things. That's another... Either
so
it's a gift or also a problem. There's so many different things that I can
share.
The element right now, Maria, because I was going to ask
yes.
you how West Side Story was going.
No.
The element of dance is your element. And
the
aspect of the movement of what? Dance, according to expression,
is
what you're supposed to be doing now. If you can move in and create really creative videos about dance and movement and meaning
mm-hmm.
and all of that, for even for people who can't get out of the house, this would be wonderful.
Right.
So you are a teacher. Right now the,
right.
the zone of teaching is in dance, and you should go forward
and
with
in the
it.
Videos, for sure.
Yeah, I do all kinds of things, and you are right about dance. It's something that I've always wanted since I was a child, but it's other things. There's so many different things that I can do, and I get sidetracked in all the other things that I can do, but one
oh, wow.
thing is that I'm 51 now, so my dance has to sort of change because my body's changing, but I can still teach, like, you know, beginner classes or children or something, but yeah, I'm glad you
children.
Said that. You're that's absolutely
well,
right. Yeah.
Maria, children especially, because I was feeling a teaching aspect of children. So, yes, you should pursue that.
Well, what type of work do you do aside from the YouTube videos? I don't know if you monitor.
I do acting. I do, like, acting, and I make products, and I try to do whatever I can in order to bring in money, which is not – it's money's been kind of a problem for me. And then dance, teaching dance is also money, but – right now, since I'm able to, I'm going to start for free. I was thinking of starting for free. I think that's the way
so
I should do
it. So what type of,
but,
like, in terms of acting, how, like, what type of job? Can you give us an example of what type of job you would do that would
oh,
pay
I do.
You?
Well, I'm only doing, like, the lowest rung of acting, which is background work. And I'm
oh,
unable
my.
To get the other jobs because I have health issues and things that are going on that really... You know,
yeah.
I have a lot
teaching
of
teaching is a great way to make money, and also it's a good way to enrich your
yeah. And
soul.
Teaching dance to children at this stage in your life is our golden message to you.
Thank you. I think that you told me exactly what I knew. It's great. Thank you.
Okay, great.
It's only two minutes,
well,
but I thank you. Thank you.
No,
nice,
you were going to say
you.
Something else.
I forgot. I
didn't
just
mean to cut you off.
Today. Just,
we're just nearing the end of our show, but we're glad that we could fit you in today, and we'd love it if you followed us here on Blog Talk Radio or also on our other sites, social media sites, Twitter and Facebook. And we thank you again for joining us. Okay, and we are at the end of the show. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Bye-bye.